Olson, November 23, 1892. Elder Olson. I have stated somewhere in this mail that I have not made any advancement, scarcely in writing, the life of Christ. I have not put in over 6 days' time, but Marion I have been obliged to call from her work on the life of Christ to aid in preparing the many letters and testimonies sent to physicians and ministers and churches. Fanny could not possibly supply the papers, and yet do all the preparation of matter that needed to be done. Notwithstanding, Emily did the work on the calligraphy. I write these particulars because my brethren, some of them, are very much afraid Senior White will be trying to make money. I only wish I could make $10 where I now make one, for I see so many places where money is so much needed for the cause of God to get a standard. And unless somebody will use their means to help us, the work will be bound about. I wish someone would just put their land into market and do as Jesus has told them to do, sell that they have and give alms. The work will not advance. While I have brethren in Battle Creek to manage for me, no one need to have any fear that I shall lay up treasures upon earth, for I shall not have the possibility of having any long. On one subject I have made my stand when I was in Switzerland, and that is the royalty on foreign books, as well as American editions. This small sum on foreign books I shall keep the management of myself, and shall not give it into the hands of my brethren to manage for me. I will be my own steward to appropriate this much means. Henry has determined that not only this royalty on foreign books, but on all my books shall become the property of the office. Ask Henry to show you a letter which I wrote from Switzerland directed to him, if the matter is agitated. I stand there today, just as I wrote him. When I see necessities in foreign fields, I shall, if I see wisdom in the matter, appropriate some portion of this royalty. And no one has a right to say, "Why do ye so?" I see and sense some things in relation to the cause of God that my brethren do not seem to take in. I have had but little to say upon the matter of late. I have not appropriated one penny of this money to my own personal benefit. I am willing to counsel with my brethren, who will exercise a kind spirit, a tender, thoughtful, unprejudicial spirit. But I will not counsel with men whose hearts become as hard as stone in reference to the necessities of the persons who need help. I hope the Lord will never leave me to the mercies of such men. The Lord is not pleased with such men, who are wrought upon at times to be very stiff and unyielding. I know unless they are transformed in character, they will never see the kingdom of heaven. I write you this, that there may be no conjectures as to where I stand. I have called for $1,000 to place in the school in Australia, and to be from the royalty on foreign books. I expect to receive it. You cannot tell how much better I can make a call upon the church for means when I can lead out myself. Australia needs consideration and help now, and she must have it. I have sent to different sources to gather up some means, but I have heard nothing as yet. I am living very plainly in every aspect. I do not mean to be extravagant in anything. I should feel, if I did, it was at the price of souls for whom Christ has died. I love souls. I will do anything to save souls, and my brethren must not oppress me and make it impossible to have my means in my hands, for I will not submit to it.